I mean, we have, you know, so KPFK is also in a situation where, you know, the LSB provisionally approved something that Lonnie did because we didn't have information. So I guess my question is to Lonnie and Greg, and, you know, what's the deal? If the board, you know, the board's supposed to approve budgets, why can't we get cooperation?
Well, you want me to go, Greg?
Either one.
Well, I have a question. I'd rather ask that question, and maybe it'll help to answer your question. But go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, the process is that I go over the budgets with the business manager and the general manager, and that's what I use. That's what I use, and I send it on to this group. The internal availability of those budgets, I'm not really a privy to it. So I hear the difficulty. I understand that happened. But yeah, I'm at a loss to, I don't know, I mean, we could send budgets out to the LSB and have them approve the budgets that way. I don't know. But I sort of feel that that's a step I couldn't take alone. I would need policy to go around. I mean, to go around both the business manager, the general manager, and deal directly with the LSBs on budget. It's a tough one. I don't know the answer to that one.
I do.
I'd like to ask my question now, and it might help to clarify this.
For Greg, please.
Yeah, my question is, in the budget that you have now, are any of the four vacancies which the station has been sustaining over the past year, I think that is a program director, news director, I think now music director perhaps, and one other I can't really recall. Are there plans to fill any of those positions?
The program director we should have filled, I think that was budgeted beginning January or so.
Yeah,
does that
that's
sound
correct.
Right? And because we really haven't seen any detailed statements, I'm not really sure how the lack of hiring that program director has impacted our year to date. I would have thought that we would have been ahead on our cash, but I confess I don't have a detailed answer on that. But
yeah.
On the news director, we have been paying paying temporary employees to do
right.
certain news functions. So the cash outlay is not significantly different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Supposedly, our GM will be hiring a news director. The LSB had intervened at some point, maybe about 6 months or so, to say, we hope that the general manager consults with the new HR person to ensure that there is no allegation of discrimination in hiring. We want to be sure that, you know, whatever was followed in the hiring of the news director, that it was done properly. And
what was the fourth position? Do you remember the fourth? There are four vacancies.
There is not a fourth position.
There is not?
No, and our music director is still in place. He is talking about a change in the structure of the staffing, and we have not gotten anything in writing, but he has indicated that he is interested in meeting with the LSB in executive session to discuss staffing changes, and I think that the LSB refused to have an executive session on that because they felt that it wasn't talking about specific people, that it should be held in a public meeting, so we didn't really move on that. But the GM is talking about some staffing changes, but it's nothing that's been proposed for, I don't think it's really going to be an additional position. It's not going to be filling a position that's been vacant.
Do you have a development director?
Yes, we have a great development director
mm-hmm.
and a great
yeah.
business
okay,
manager.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Because my impression is, the reason I'm asking these questions is because my impression is that one of the problems for Ron is that he may be overstretched because he's, you know, he wears a number of hats and has a very broad span of responsibility compared to some other general managers, and that could account for some of the problems in, you know, in the timely, you know, distribution of some of the financial information, that could have an impact I found in August that there was, you know, so there's some problem, you know, maintaining communication, and my impression is that it just could have to do with understaffing.
I'd like to make two comments.
Sorry, thank you, Craig, for your comment, but Jane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, in response to that, I think that the situation with our national accounting software, really, I mean, it's a very special situation. I mean, it should have never happened. It did happen, but it obviously taxed all of our financial staffs. The fact of the matter is that our general manager is not very hands-on with numbers, and because our business manager was basically just swamped for a several-month period trying to get it caught up like all the other stations were, This is an unusual year. I don't think that we can extrapolate just from this. And even though I think that the Greg's comments are well taken, we as board members, most of us are pretty much feeling like this is a priority, and we're feeling discouraged by the managerial implications of it, if you will. But I mean, there's a lot. He does wear a few hats.
I do have some information on the staffing.
That's
who's
it.
That?
Lonnie.
Lonnie, okay, please, go ahead. So
the program director is in the budget starting in November.
That's this year, but didn't we have that in the budget beginning January or March of this year?
It may be, but right now it's in the budget. Nothing in October, and it begins in November for that program director. News director begins in December. Those two positions are the ones that are in the current budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is LaVarne, just a comment. Yeah, I recall the issue. It's been an ongoing issue, I believe, with the program director, and I know it had gone from a program director to a program coordinator, and then there was more discussion along that lines about perhaps having a coordinator and then into a director later. So, yeah, the program director has been an issue and has been discussed in the meetings here at the finance meetings, or it was PNB.
No, this was I was relating to WPFW.
Yeah, PFW, right.
Yeah, he did put a program director for November and a news director for December.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions, points, Jane?
Well, is this group going to make a recommendation to the PNB about WPFW, or will the September 25th, if we get something to you on the 26th, is that anything you can incorporate, Lonnie? Or is it too late at that point?
I'll do my best.
Because, again, as a motion for approval, I mean, we don't have approved by the LSB, so the committee, I don't think we can do anything. We can just ask questions and ask that it move forward.
This is Teresa. I have a question. Teresa Stack?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Teresa.
Lonnie, you said you'd been working very closely with WBAI's GM to create the budget. Were you working also with the GM at WPFW? And if so, do you have any idea, you know, what were the reasons why this was postponed for so long?
I don't know. All I can tell you is that this budget at WPFW, I had a meeting, conference call with the GM and the business manager way back in May, and that budget hasn't changed much since then. But after that, my contacts have been mostly with the business manager. And what you see is the last one I got from him on September 14th. So this is the very latest budget.
Has he not been returning phone calls?
With the GM?
Yes.
The business manager and the GM, there has been some communication issues, but I did get the budget from the business manager. I assume he talked with the GM. So the one I've got is dated September 14th.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he missed several deadlines, and when you asked him about the deadlines, you got no response?
I got only the response that people are working on it.
They did send Lonnie something in the beginning of August because he incorporated it into that consolidated budget.
Yeah.
So it was probably either July 30th or thereabouts.
Yeah,
you must
true.
Have gotten
Early
something.
On.
Yeah, and that was something, it was more or less a replication of last year's budget. They didn't really, comb through it at all. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about any changes to the budget. So that's another explanation, since it's not really, aside from these staffing changes that the GM keeps talking around and around about, there's not really much changes in the numbers. I want to add one more thing, and I know it's a little bit peripheral, but the comments that that Patty was making earlier about the lack of really good planning in terms of where we are and why we are where we are. We feel the same problem here at W, because for several years, it was really, you could feel there's a lot of dynamic growth. And in the last year, 2 years, you just kind of feel things kind of grinding down to a halt, and it shouldn't be that way. This is really, it's basically a pretty healthy station, but we're not doing, the big thing that we're not doing is we're not doing any scientific surveys of our listeners and what they like, what's really working for people, and if I can manage to continue serving on the LSB next year, if I can continue to keep my head at least barely above water, that's something I would like to push our LSB to provide leadership on. Since we're not getting it from the managers, then I feel like we, as LSB, are going to have to, because that's what's needed. We need to do some scientific surveys. Ask our listeners, get the mailings out. I don't know if the other stations do a better job with that. Sounds like WBAI does not, but maybe T, or I don't know if anybody out in California, if there's mailings that go out on a regular basis to listeners, asking to members, at the very least to members, asking for their feedback.
This is Lauren. Yeah, I believe there's, what is it called, a community needs assessment? I think it's in the bylaws. Is that correct, to do those things? So I think, what's been, revealed here is that a lot of the basic infrastructure in terms of, not only operational, people see them as operational, but it's governance issues too, and that those things need to be done in order to maintain a healthy station, and there's been some concerns about those actions are not been taken, and it's simply, going back again, if we had a timeline on basic things that need to be done, and on those dates, like the evaluations, both performance and security issues, and and then governance, like evaluations, like I said, all of those things need to be on a timeline for a budget, and that's things that you need to check off and make sure they're done. Because it ultimately affects your budget. But on PFW, where would we like to move with PFW at this time? Is there a motion to postpone until a budget is actually delivered and approved by the LSB, or entertain the next step?
Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
I have a question. If we did that, what would be the status of their ability to spend money? After, in other words, suppose we don't get anything. It's a question for the CFO.
Yeah.
I want to put in parenthetically that if we're going to have these budget timelines and we're going to have other timelines, there has to be something that happens when you don't meet the timeline benchmark. Because we passed a very good timeline, and we're in the same situation as last year.
Yeah, that's the problem there. My recommendation, though, would be, say WPFW's LSB does not approve a budget on 9/25. Well, what I would recommend is that we approve them to expend funds at prior year level, just as we were looking at with WBAI. That way we meet our obligation, and while at the same time continuing to look at what's the problem around getting the budget done on time. Now, as to the issue of what, you're right, absolutely right. We established timeline. We published it months in advance. We've sped up the timeline. We've given more time. And we are now, you know, close to the 11th hour. We don't have adequate consequences or adequate incentives, depending on how you want to look at it, for stations, LSBs, GM, business managers, you name the folks that are involved in the process, such that we are able to be timely. So maybe that's something else we could look at tomorrow as to what our recommendations would be to the PNB around incentivizing the process where we are not able to do network business because of not being able to have the timelines be met. So I would love to have that discussion tomorrow as well.
This is Dave.
And Casey, too.
Dave, Patty.
Yeah, given that Lonnie makes a good point, and one of the things that's a disincentive is if you just continue the budget as is, perhaps these budget continuation motions need to specify a 10% reduction. And perhaps what we need to do for the coming year is indicate that any station that does not meet its budget timelines, benchmarks, will have a mandatory cut of 10% in its budget for the following year or some such.
Well, again, a discussion for tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Patty. Patty, Casey, then Jane.
Oh, okay. I just mostly more of a comment. I mean, a lot of people in this process are unpaid volunteers, and so sometimes that's understandable. But I don't understand if paid salaries, management, and people that are actually responsible for the budget at their station, that they are not getting in this process in a timely manner, and that if, you know, I don't understand how it can be that the managers don't have the numbers for the volunteer people that work, untold hours a year in this process for free. And I just, you know, I don't know what I, you know, there's probably, this isn't the place to talk about this either, but it troubles me that management is not getting the budgets working with these people. That there's just, you know, I don't know. That's really unacceptable to me. I don't understand it. We're an oversight board. We're not supposed to be doing the work. We're supposed to oversee management and everybody doing the work and the radio stations, and then if we have problems with it, we step in. But it seems like we're doing the work and, you know, trying to nudge people that are actually working there to do their jobs. And this is why we're late now. We're late because somebody's not doing something. And this is wasting my time and lots of other people's. And so I don't know how to solve it, but I think that it's wrong.
Casey?
Yeah, I guess for me the issue of continuing the budget as is means absolutely nothing, since everything I've heard so far is that most budgets are exactly as they were last year. Now, and I don't get that, because I don't understand how anybody has developed a budget based on last year when we didn't have real actuals until a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I have to agree with what Patty says. I'm sorry to say, but, I took my time coming on the call and decided, you know, this week I was not going to leave my real job meetings early, but, you know, to participate in what's basically, to me, becoming a farce. I cannot explain the number of hours that our local finance committee spent trying to get numbers and trying to get a budget together. Last year, we didn't have a GM around for the budget. There was a six-week vacation at that time. This year, we don't have a GM again. We don't have, what's been submitted to you is a budget, Lonnie, that you put together over the phone with someone, and we have nothing to even compare it to even say whether we agree that this is a good budget or not. I don't even know what to say, you know, and when I hear that, you know, Jane got something for the first time a week ago, I don't get it. I mean, to me, this, you know, it's one thing to say we're really busy. We know you're really busy. We're all really busy. Everybody that has a job is busy. But sooner or later, you've got to say what your priorities are, and your priority has got to be a budget. And if there's no budget coming down, and if you're not willing to show it to governance, then this whole thing's a joke, and we should all just hang up.
Okay. Jane?
We have 100 minutes more of items on this agenda scheduled, and we've already gone 25 minutes on.
Excuse me, this is Teresa. I'm going to be off the call for about 10 minutes. I'll call back in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jane.
That we had hoped. I had suggested might take just 5 minutes. We've taken 25 minutes with. We do have to move on. I have one comment, and then I'd like to make a suggestion. My comment is that I still have not seen an income expense statement showing the year-to-date that I can match up with that narrative that we got. And after our meeting 2 weeks ago, I sent a message out saying I still can't get these numbers to add up, and I really, Lonnie, do we have an accurate, what's the most recent year-to-date actuals that we have?
Well, you know, I'm working on August right now.
So through August 30th?
Yeah, but, you know, it's only the 18th of the month of September, so a lot of stations haven't done their cash reconciliations.
Go ahead.
But if you give me a call, that's due July, and then we'll see. Maybe I think we could clear it up. Just I'm happy to do it tomorrow, 10 o'clock my time, and let's go over that output, which has stabilized now. I think W was one of the last ones to do their input, by the way.
Okay, because
They were, and I think July is stabilized. But let's go over that, and I give you the very latest from them, and we can go over.
So you think July actual? That's going to be correct, and that's where you have that listener support for the network projected annual total of $13 million instead of $12 million, which is what.
Yeah, that's right, because that included some of the WBAI input, which again was, you know, still ongoing here. We're still working with some WBAI input that we're trying to get that done. But I think for W, we can certainly do that.
Well, I mean, it's well enough, but as a member of the National Finance Committee, I feel frustrated not having that forecast annual total being something that I can see side by side. I mean, I've got the spreadsheet right in front of me that I laid out with that July sheet, and it shows the audit 2004, audit 2005, budget 2006, projected total 2006 based on what you sent us. And I mean, with W, yes, I would like to have that. I will incorporate it in what I give out, the hard copies I give out to our members for that meeting on the 25th. I would like to do that, and if I can possibly find time during the middle of the day, I will take you up on that 10 o'clock call time, but it doesn't change the fact that our financial statements are really in a shambles. I mean, I'm sorry, but they really are.
I'd have to take exception to that comment.
I apologize. I mean, I apologize. I'm just saying.
Well, I think it's an unfortunate statement to make.
Pardon me?
I think it's an unfortunate statement to make. They're
I will clarify what I mean, because I truly mean what I mean, although the statement could be misinterpreted. We have members who on our local station board who are interested in, you know, in in being responsible in terms of financial oversight, and they have asked me, why can't we get, you know, a balance sheet on a quarterly basis? And that's something we've talked about. And we don't have a balance sheet on a quarterly basis. And that's something that would be very important. And
well,
and I know that we had this crash, and it's a huge issue. And, you know, I don't know if anybody has attempted to say who, you know, who is responsible, whatever, but it's just a huge issue for us. And I think at this point, I think that we would like to know that we're moving towards a different way of producing these statements that's going to be more dynamic, and it's going to be, we're going to be able to get there quicker. I think that we're hoping that this huge setback that we had, that we're going to be able to recover from it very quickly, and that we're going to be able to get onto a different footing. And I don't think I'm overstating when saying that we all really need this.
I'll get into the conversation in specifics. You can't speak in generalities. So the third stations have done due diligence. They have done their input and done their work.
Absolutely.
And you can't do part of a balance sheet. You have to wait until the last station has done their input, done their work, and corrected.
Now,
the two stations that have been slowest, every other station, PRA, National Office, K, but the two stations that have not done that work are W and I. And so you can't do a balance sheet until every station has finished that work. And so when WBI is still trying to do certain kind of reconciliation, so I'm going to have to just sort of go beyond them and do some estimates. But W was very late in doing their input. In fact, it wasn't complete until 2 weeks ago.
That 2 weeks ago you told us that W was already finished, and it was one of three stations that was finished, and you were still waiting on two others.
Yeah, but like I said, when you go back and review the work that's been submitted, you find problems.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. People do the input, but that does not mean it's correct.
Right.
What has to be done is reviewed, and you're talking about 9-10 months. So when I look at the input for WI, all the stations, what I find, number one, is there are errors on the input, or they've made changes. And then you have to go back to them and say, what happened here? The last time you submitted your input, it's changed since this submission.
Uh-huh.
So you're in that iterative process. And where are we now? That's the main issue. The main issue right now is that through July, I've had to close these books so that folks can't go back and constantly make these changes. And that would include I and W mostly. The rest of the stations, their input has been done, and I reviewed it, and I'm happy with it. But yet, I is still undone and still needs work. And W is mostly done, but I said some of the questions that I have around it are still a little bit outstanding, although I'm substantially okay with the W. Now, I did do the July balance sheet, assuming that the input was done correctly. Well, what do you know? Still some issues. Now, I have done it, and I'm happy to share that with you if you're concerned, but I would say focus on W. And I is another issue. My people are still working with those folks. But I do have one done. I say tomorrow at 10 o'clock, if you just give me the buzz, we'll go over it in great detail. I'm happy to do it.
Can I ask a question about the budget?
But I think that characterized all the work of all the stations as a shambles. It's not true.
Folks,
Ferruti is trying to be recognized.
I got it.
Can't
okay.
hear him.
Okay, thank you, Lonnie. And Lonnie and Jane have agreed to meet tomorrow morning. Ferruti,
No, I'm sorry, but just before I leave, I just want to make the point that...
Well, just a second. When do you plan to leave? Because Ferruti would like to speak. Ferruti, would you be willing to allow Jane to speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Jane. Go ahead.
No, we are volunteers, and yes, if I can possibly find time, I will make that call. I don't know if I can or not.
Well, give me a time. I'll do it anytime.
Yeah, no, And I appreciate that because I've agreed to serve as treasurer and I want to do my part. But it's kind of covering up my main point. My main point is that we need a smoother system. We have so many bottlenecks, and you have just cited some of them, which has been the need to go back over these numbers and people, you know, changing numbers and this and that. And I just want to bring it back to my original point, which I feel very strongly about, which is that we really need a significant change, and I'm not going to change my opinion about that.
But your voice is going away, Jane.
I'm losing my strength. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go on. I've said what I want to say.
Okay. Baruti, please.
Yeah, I wanted to, because this has been mentioned a few times about BAI's data entry. My understanding was that we were going to get assistance from national office because there was a known problem at the station. But I'm still hearing that. I don't understand why this isn't resolved at this point in time.
If you can talk to Alvin Yip, who works on WBAI's accounts, you can talk to him directly.
I'm not saying that I need to speak to Alvin. What I'm saying is that you told me that you guys were going to make this happen, and it hasn't happened yet.
I'm saying to you that in order to make it happen, need cooperation from the people at that station, and we haven't gotten it.
I can't believe you would let them prevent you from getting this thing done right.
I'd like to, if you guys can take this maybe and get into personnel issues, would like to take that into executive session. But I think that the point is that Baruti has a concern that it hasn't happened, and Lonnie said there's some issues with making it happen. So if we want to get into personnel issues, then we can do that in executive session. So where are we now with, let's get back to W. Where are we now, and are there suggestions in terms of how we move forward?
I would like to, Alan.
Teresa, thank you for coming back on. Jane?
I would like to make a motion that the committee defer the WPFW budget to the PNB, basically that.
When you say is it deferred to PNB, can you kind of explain more?
How can the committee act on it?
Speak louder.
Since there's not an LSB-approved budget, what can this committee do other than defer action on this to the PNB? What else can we do?
Lonnie, did you have a plan for
I don't think that would be wise to do. My suggestion would be that if the LSB produces a budget on 9/25, that I will incorporate it into the budget that goes forth to the PNB. If they do not, then I think that we would, in fact, be in a situation where it would be before the PNB anyway, absent LSB-approved budget. So I don't think we have the problem yet. Let's see what they produce. I will then
point of order.
Sure, Dave.
Yeah, the bylaws, I believe, require that that the NSC makes a recommendation on the station's budget. So somewhere in there, our recommendation has to intervene.
Yeah, my recommendation was that we approve the budget with a proviso that the LSB does its final approval by 9/25.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is Lauren. I just want to follow up with Dave. So, and if it's not, what is the ramifications, and how do we make this happen?
Well, ultimately, I think the PNB actually can do what it wants in terms of approving it. So, you know, I mean, I'm not even sure because I don't have the bylaws in front of me exactly what it specifies. We are supposed to recommend the approval of the budget. So, you know, if Lonnie's language has our weighing in on that, I guess that's okay. And, you know, again, it's ultimately up to the PNB. But I prefer the idea of a continuation of budgets, maybe even, as I said earlier, a cut, and then a more extensive process where we really look at these budgets, because otherwise why are we here, really?
Okay, this is LaVarne. I just have a question. Okay, when it goes to the PNB, doesn't the Finance Committee need to have some type of format are in terms of what the PNB needs to do. If there's a budget that comes forward, it hasn't been approved by the OSB. Should we kind of like think about that maybe and come up with something for tomorrow?
That was sort of the point. The Finance Committee is supposed to be giving the Finance Committee that's going to be, if I'm correct, presenting these as motions to the board.
Yes.
These approvals. So if we don't have a motion as a committee, there's an interesting question of how the board will process it.
Well, I think the Finance Committee should have basically a format or in terms of how we think the board should process it. So, again, if we can just think about that or if you have any other comments on that, then.
Lonnie, do you want to send out a revised consolidated budget with the proposal that you received from W? Do you want to send that out to the committee so that we'll have it tomorrow?
Well, I can certainly do that. A difference by about $10,000, Jane. I can do that if folks want to.
Because right now the committee hasn't even seen what the management is approving. So the NFC couldn't really approve that since it's not in what you've sent out.
No, I'd be happy to do it. So folks think that'll be helpful to send what I've got.
I think we could craft a motion to approve it tomorrow, subject to LSB adoption.
Yeah, I think that's wise to do. And if they don't come up with a budget, then we are just at that point recommend that the PNB not approve. We don't have a 07 budget to approve. That we recommend continuation of the 06. Discuss what can we do when we have a situation where station LSBs have not done due diligence. That's a discussion I think that should take place.
So we can defer this till tomorrow. A motion on W's budget until tomorrow.
Okay. Shall I send it out, Jane? Is that something?
I think that the consolidated budget should be updated with what was sent out. Yeah, I think that that's what the NFC should be looking at tomorrow.
Okay. Understanding that it's not an LSB-approved budget, it's just what I've got from management at this point.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready to move to the agenda? We can do a time check. It's 7:52. What we have remaining on the agenda would be K and also the national office, and then our other action items that we moved up to the top, which was the resolving the BAI. Resolving, yes, the BAI position on the plan, on the budget.
No, that's for tomorrow.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at what we have to do tomorrow versus how much time we'd like to continue to spend tonight.
So we can defer K and 10:52.
So the question is, do we want to go on to KPFK tonight?
No.
The answer is no, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then if we would continue with K tomorrow, the national budget, so we're looking at another 2 hours or so for tomorrow. Does that sound reasonable? Okay. Are there any other questions?
Are we going to go on with item 5, the CFO report?
We can do that. Do you like to do that tonight?
We're never going to get through tomorrow if we don't at least tackle that tonight.
Lonnie, are you prepared?
I'm prepared to go into it if folks have the patience.
Okay, well, how much time do you think it will take?
Well, what I would be going over is an overview of all of the budgets and how they look.
Well, I think we've kind of gotten into the meat of the issue in terms of where they're issued. But I think that if we just go into the, the major things we've already talked about, right? So we can do that, and then we can talk about the working groups because the outcomes of the working groups really is a determinant of the budget.
Well, yeah, we did send out the salary increase proposed policy around salary increases.
Oh, so the working group, they completed their little task there. Did a good job, too. Thank you.
Okay. You want to go over that one, LaVarne, or?
I'm sorry. So we want to. So what, well, why don't you go ahead, Lonnie? And how much time do you think it will be? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, I'm asking, shall I go over the proposed salary policy?
Oh yeah, we can do that, and then we can get through as much, and then we can just do a time check again.
Okay. Our working group had been charged with looking at what will be policy or any policy proposals that we could create around the issue of how do you, what criteria do you use in producing salary increases for the national office, for the general managers, and for the finance staff. So we did meet. And we did come up with some language, which was sent out to you folks, and we're putting it forth, I guess, as proposed policy. And I'll just read it for the benefit of those that don't have it. And if you thought I don't need to read it, I won't, but for the folks that are listening, proposed policy for what we call one-time payouts for national management, general managers, and finance staff. What we found was that we had been in our meetings using three or four different terms as we tried to describe what salary increases might look like and the criteria. We were using bonus, we were using cost of living, we were using merit increases as sort of interchangeable. And we've decided to try to clarify that language and also at the same time propose some criteria. And in specific, it says that in the FY07 budget, that is in the national office budget, $35,000 has been set aside but not yet allocated for staff one-time payments, which may be dispersed at the discretion of management according to the following criteria. It says no funds shall be dispersed if the fundraising targets identified in the national office budget have not been realized by December 15, 2006. And that's self-explanatory, that even though we set aside some funds, we don't know yet whether or not they should be dispersed because we want to have another look in a couple of months at the financial situation, not only of the national office, but the whole network, because we're so intimately tied to the revenue and on-air fundraising that stations do. Stations have a bad drive, and we're in budget reduction mode at the national office instantly in the next month after those drive results are known. Anyway, to continue, no funds will be dispersed if the fundraising targets aren't identified in the national office budget have not been realized by December 15, 2006. It goes on to say, disbursement of these one-time payouts shall be discretionary and, A, cannot be paid out at all to individuals whom management, upon evaluation, believes do not merit the one-time payment. B, cannot be disbursed to individuals are discretionary and can be dispersed to individuals as part of a cost of living increase. Again, management has the discretion to disperse to some individuals a cost of living increase. C, can be dispersed to individuals as a merit increase upon completion of the evaluation process and based upon job performance. And finally, D, any payouts in the above categories shall be notified to the National Finance Committee. If there's a determination that payouts will occur, and Greg and I will come to the Finance Committee and notify the committee of our intent and what will be involved. The last part of it is, quote, it shall also be policy that, A, LSB input shall be included in the evaluation process for appropriate individuals, and, B, LSB input shall be included as an explicit component of the evaluation process. This input shall, as required by the bylaws, be forwarded to the executive director, who shall then include this input in the evaluation process of the manager or individual being evaluated. To summarize, that in the national office budget, which is up for consideration, $35,000 has been set aside, which will be dispersed on a discretionary basis by the ED upon criteria that involve an evaluation process that can be made for persons that ED deems is deserving of a merit increase or on a cost of living basis. And that it also is asking that disbursement and that evaluation process be include LSB input, where the evaluations of the LSBs of particular individuals will be taken into consideration. So, that is a quick summary. Anybody else want? Hope I got it right.
A quick comment by Dave.
Yeah.
The bylaws don't say that the evaluation has to be forwarded to the ED. That was one reason to put this in. The bylaws say the evaluation has to be done by the LSB, so that clause has to get moved back so it applies to the doing of the evaluation. And the value of the language is that it then specifies that that evaluation is going to go to the ED.
Where would it go, Dave?
I don't have it in front of me. You move it back so that that thing, as required by the bylaws, approves to the LSB evaluation rather than applying to the transmission of the evaluation to the ED.
Got it. Okay. We'll do.
Casey, please.
Hey.
These would not be one-time payouts if their cost of living increases or merit increases. They would continue year to year, so they're not one-time payouts. Secondly, I don't think that you can tie a cost of living increase to an evaluation. That has to be an across-the-board percentage, I believe, by law. And the language in this policy doesn't fit. These are not if you're proposing a cost of living increase or a merit increase, those are not one-time payments. Those are not one-time payouts. Those are continuing. If you're talking about a one-time payout, you may be talking about a performance-based bonus program, but that's different from what you're talking about here. And if you are talking about a performance-based bonus program for management, seems to me budget is one of your top priorities. And if management is not communicating budget issues to their local boards, why would they get a bonus?
Good point. I think that also in the meeting with I think we had said although mine is language is that it was like the my notes say that it was a one time or a discretionary increase plus merit. So it wasn't our discussion, Lonnie, wasn't that it would never be the same. It would be the cost of living or what we call a discretionary increase plus a merit when it's due.
We call it cost of living plus merit?
Yeah, it's a discretionary plus a merit if the merit was due. If based on evaluation.
Based on evaluation. Well, let me answer Casey's points if I could, and then maybe we can clean up the language. My understanding is, of course, management can, on a discretionary basis, give different individuals various kinds of incentives. Some of them can be incentives that says, I'm giving you a cost of living this year, but I'm not giving you one next year, and on a one-time basis. Yes, that's possible. Union contracts generally have cost of living across the board, but this is not a union contract. This is management.
But it wouldn't be a cost of living. It would not be a cost of living increase.
Yeah, it could. You can say I'm giving you a cost of living this year, but not next year. And you don't have to do it across the board to every individual.
Can I get into this a little bit? Because we did discuss this in the meeting, and Dave raised a very similar point in the meeting, is that I think that really what's being discussed here is not a cost of living increase or a merit increase. It's what is being discussed is one-time disbursements based on certain criteria. One of the criteria is that we could disperse income based on increases in the cost of living on a one-time basis. That's not a cost of living increase. That's a basis on which to give a one-time payout. And the same could be based on merit. Now, we're arguing about terminology, but I think the intent is clear. The intent is not to raise the base pay, and the intent is to set up criteria for one-time payouts, which is the whole basis of this policy. And so I think really it's just a question of better drafting, unless people really do want to argue about whether we should be giving across-the-board increases, but the committee did not feel that way. The working group did not feel that way.
I have to say that when I read it, the intent to me isn't clear.
I think the drafting is not clear, but what we were trying to do is to establish individual criteria for providing one-time payments that would not affect the base salary.
What will be clarifying at this point? Any language you got?
I'm suggesting that can be dispersed in your language on A, B, and C, D, and D. No funds can be dispersed, that main section. That if you said can be dispersed to individual based on the cost of living or based on increases in the cost of living or can be dispersed to individual based on merit upon completion of an evaluation, then you're not calling it, it's not really the same thing. You're saying we can disperse it on that basis, on a one-time basis. I mean, I really believe we're having a semantic argument here, not a substantive argument.
One other point. Lauren, can I ask something? Can each one who look at this kind of like, since we got it in the mail, if you have time to kind of give your version of how it really should read or in terms of looking at the intent? Because, I got it, too, and so I have
Well, we could state the intent at the top. Make it clear.
This is Dave also. Oh, sorry.
It could be, but also in terms of what the language should be. So, Dave?
Yeah, I think there's an ambiguity here when we say that it's based on these various factors. There's a difference between the awarding being based on those things and the amount being based on those things. So I don't have the language in front of me, so I may be off base in saying this, but from what I was hearing, I thought the language suggested that the awarding was based on those issues, not the amount of the award being based on those issues. But I do think we should wordsmith this again. I apologize for not having had a chance to look at Lonnie's draft, and I really appreciate the fact that he was willing to put that to do the work to make the draft and get it out to us. I think we should also postpone it for tomorrow. We have a lot of work on our plate to do between now and tomorrow's meeting, so tomorrow's meeting isn't a marathon. But I think we need to wordsmith this a little and come back tomorrow when we can, after we've exchanged versions on email, and I hope Greg can participate in that.
Are there any other points, questions? So do we want to move in terms of postponing the discussion? Or any type of motion that might come out of this.
Yeah, so moved. And I appreciate any input people might have. The language is out there. Maybe clarify it in the state intent.
Okay. Great. And, yeah, thank you, Lonnie. I really appreciate it. Okay. The time then.
And also thanks for Lonnie to being on top of getting that call going today. I appreciate that.
I agree. I So the time is 8:07. Do we want to go to the KPFK petty cash policy or
define want? When you say do we want, what do you mean?
No, I need a vote. I mean, just express how you do it. Should we continue? Okay, this is a question. Should we continue?
Yeah,
for
we
another?
Won't have time for it tomorrow. There's too much.
I'm sorry.
There will be too much tomorrow. We have to cover it.
Okay. All right, Jane. Okay, Lonnie, please. Our the discussion, I have Lonnie on here. Well, I asked Lonnie, but I think Dave had the initial question or issue with this. So can we kind of like, Dave, do you want to go over it for about 4 minutes?
The issue is just that the idea of changing policies around money that are ultimately, as far as I understand, under the authority of the manager when the manager is out, it just seems to me bad precedent. And I thought I heard Lonnie say that it was okay if they held off on that. I don't know that there's a critical issue right now. If they feel there is a critical issue, I do think there should be a process involving some local input in that because the precedent of national being able to dictate local policies like that without some oversight process is one I'm not entirely comfortable with right now.
No, let me speak to that, Dave. I did investigate, and what I found was there was nothing to it. And so we're keeping it just like it is. And
great.
I checked with all the people that were involved, and I think what happened was there was some misinformation.
You said that at Pacifica? Wait, you're kidding me.
No kidding.
I'm sorry, just a second. Dave, just hold on for a minute. So, Lonnie, were you through?
No, I was just saying that there was some misinformation about what had occurred with some receipts. When I told you I was investigated, I did. and I found out that was the receipt situation was fully accounted for, and that the issue was really not an issue. And what I basically recommend that we keep the system pretty much as it is now, with a clarification around it. And that was involving a temporary who left, and the issue was, what were receipts present, were they not? And I had bad information. And when I got behind what an individual was telling me, I found out that it was nothing to it. I don't want to go into too specific, but that's what I found. I found, okay, the system is working, everybody's happy with the outcome. So I don't have more that I don't have more that I'm planning to do and look at in that situation.
I suggest we move the agenda then. I'm fine with that.
Okay, thank you. So do you want to just go briefly over the budgets, Lonnie, and where the others are? I mean, and where we, I mean, it kind of seems like, based on the discussions, that we have some issues about what the actuals are, that, the balance sheet, we don't have that yet, and a lot of work needs to be done. You're saying that Alvin, I mean, that one of the staff there from your finance staff is there in New York, but we need to see, what we can do to make this happen, so that we're supposed to move to new software on the 1st, so we really need to know, where we are and where you think we are with the budgets at this point.
Well, here's where we are at the budget. I'll give you an overview. Balance sheet was done for July, just waiting to make sure that input we had was valid input. So I'll send out the balance sheet tomorrow, and folks can have a look at it, see where we stand with it. And as I say, though, the balance sheet is still waiting on some numbers from one station, maybe two. Just want to be sure it's correct. On the budgets, where we stand with the station budgets. We're still waiting on W, as you all know. K has to be verified, and the LSBs need to have the LSB verified that the budgets I've been given by management are the budgets. In fact, the LSBs passed on, reviewed, and looked at. That is the bottom line. Still need to have those LSB chairs confirm the budgets that we're working with here at National Finance. So where we stand is we're closing down our fiscal year. July is, I think, will stand, although there are, as I say, there will be some changes, but there won't be large dollar changes. It won't be substantial. August we're working on. August is due we're going to do August input, and folks will be finishing their input between the 20th and the 25th. And as our schedule requires, we'll be doing August on October 5th, as we always do, the month, the 5th after the following month. But I plan to do an estimate on August for the board, because I need to do that for forecasting purposes. So 1 month away from the end of the fiscal. On the budgeting process as a whole, how do these year-end budgets look? Next year, we have spoken to for FY07. Most stations have not been able to have come up with the 1 month, except for WPFW. When you look at FY06 and you ask the question, how are we fare in FY06, and something I'll be able to be reporting out on, is that FY06, were it not for some infusion of monies coming in from major gifts, $750,000.